Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insights on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly believe that we all uniquely possess all of the things that we're seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo episode on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, I am covering the five reasons why I've never needed to take a break from my business and why you don't need to either. There's actually been a lot of industry jargon going around, and I'm going to spill the tea on everything that I'm seeing. This is going to be a juicy one, humans. Let's dive right in. Humans, this June, I am going to celebrate our fifth year in business. I can't even believe it, but the only reason why I've been able to actually keep going and flowing and growing with my business is because I simply do not make my clients' results my responsibility. Now, I want you to stick with me real quickly. If you've been following my journey, you'll know that I'm actually taking a sound certification this week. And one of the things that I loved about one of the facilitators was she said the same thing. And I raised my hand and I started to chuckle. And I'm like, yes, I feel the same way. I would never make it my responsibility to get somebody to some kind of finish line, especially around healing. Now, do not mistake this for not doing your part and actually teaching somebody things of value. You want to make sure that whatever it is that you're teaching in any industry, that you have actual client results, that you are an expert at what you do, and that you have mastery over that. But to sit in, let's say, a certification class or a meditation class and make every single student the responsibility of the teacher to get to a certain pose or split or whatever it is that you're desiring, it's almost unreasonable. And the reason why I actually put this as number one is because this is a place where most people quit their business. It gets to this energy where it's unbearable to keep going in your business if you feel like all of your students are not getting to a certain result. I just want to pause here real quickly because there's two parts to building your business. There's you, the human, and then there's your ego too. And so healing, that's not my job. Like, I don't heal you. Even though I hold the frequency of a medicine woman and a healer and a space holder, a facilitator, a teacher, I'm not healing you. That's your job. And it's so important that as space holders, we take radical responsibility for the relationship that we have with our students, but that we also don't fall into this people-pleasing, oh, I need to get all of my students to this specific result, because that's not real and that's not life. Like, people will get to their certain result at their own time. I love when I get these messages. It actually just happened 2 weeks ago. And it was so funny because I got this email from a student at 2 a.m. and I'm like, oh my gosh, I opened it the next morning. I'm like, what the hell is in this email? And they said to me, it's been a year since I took Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business and I just hit my first $10,000 in my business, my first 10K month. And they said, I was hearing you before, but it really landed now. And it reminds me of all of the teachers I've had and all of the things that almost 8 years later, I'm still embodying. I'm still allowing it to land. Like, I heard them before. But you see, life is your biggest teacher. And so I've never needed to take a break in my business. I hear so much of people saying how they're so tired and they need to live the soft life and I'm so burnt out. And I don't know. It's like, in many ways, I'm like, why are you tired? Your business should not be something that's depleting you unless there is an imbalance with you forcing yourself to get people to a certain result, or you're beating yourself up, or perfectionism. Like, there's so many other things that are going to come up. And so number two is about moving with the industry. there's so many beautiful New Earth leaders and humans that get stuck in the way that they do things. It's almost like, I don't know, it reminds me of my dad is 80 something, guys. Isn't that so crazy? He's like 16 years older than my mom. But it reminds me of just like the older population not wanting to, you know, be on technology. And they're like, no, I'll just keep penciling things in. It's like, human, you got to move with the industry. If you're building a business, period, AI is here. Like this artificial intelligence, technology, like we're in the era of Aquarius. Like, yes, I get it. Like you want to be with people in person. Me too. This is why this May, I'm going to be hosting my 20th in-person retreat. I love that. I love being with our students. I love being with people. I love seeing transformation in real life. But at the end of the day, you have to move with the industry. As things keep growing, you have to keep learning. One of the things that I started to adopt was moving with the industry, but leading with my heart. This is going to sound crazy, but I will never sell my soul for anything on the internet. And maybe it's my age. I don't know. You know, I'm going to be 41 this year. I can't believe it. I still look in the mirror. I'm like, yo, that's crazy, Melissa. But age is nothing but a number. Life is not about the things that you achieve. Life is how you show up every single day and how you're leading. If you're making your business hard, then chances are you're probably imbalanced in the strategy versus the spirit. Trust me, people will always find good work. They will find you. But you have to balance out the two. You have to know when you're leading with your entire heart, because at the end of the day, if people feel like you're just trying to sell them something, they're not going to want to work with you. I actually was just talking to somebody who got into one of our programs, and they said, the way that you show up, I can feel every single word, and I want to lead in that way. And that made me so happy, because I'm like, yes, this is what I want. I want to be able to impact people, but we have to be able to bring both of these modalities of operating from the heart space and just looking at the landscape and understanding YouTube, or actually doing this, recording our podcast and then putting it on YouTube. Honestly, that was a little scary for me too. There were so many parts that I kept telling myself, well, when I get this thing, then I'll do it. Or I'm not sure if I'm even able to do that. I've been recording it in my living room on my floor. I've been saying that over and over. And so it's new for me, but you have to learn new habits. And that's what you have to do in your business. You have to be able to move with the industry. Number three is all about alchemizing your fear in real time. Disclaimer, I built my business in the worst freaking time ever. You guys know this. I was previously married. I moved through a lot of energetics, emotionally, was moving through a divorce, selling a home, relocating from New Jersey to New York, falling in love again, taking a whole year off to really understand myself better. Meanwhile, I had no job at the time. And that taught me a lot. It taught me a lot of this perfectionism that we keep holding on to. And so what it made me a master of was alchemizing all of my fear and leading myself through the fire, because I realized that I don't have a cheerleader. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if I show up. But guess what? I do. And somebody's watching. And that's my soul. You see, you don't owe people anything, but you owe it to yourself to live the life that you actually really want. And there's so many of us that are still holding ourselves back because we're still trying to please our mom or our dad. Or I heard it the other day, somebody said, I don't want to post on Facebook because my old coworkers are there. I get it. That was me too. But this is about nervous system regulation. Number three is about charging whatever it is that you feel is honoring. If you have a fear of charging, then you owe it to yourself to recreate and break the system that you were in. If you have a fear of being seen, this is your opportunity to do this, to show up to your work and ask yourself, what am I actually really afraid of here? You see, because building your business, I say it over and over and over, it's not just about making a dollar. If that's all you're in it for, I promise you, you're going to quit sooner or later. This is about growth. And this is about your growth.
Quickly interrupting this podcast to introduce Divine Dollars, our new newsletter on how to increase your energetic capacity to 10x your cash flow. This is my exclusive hot take newsletter where each week I'll be dropping juicy AF insight, insane value on how to grow a profitable, sustainable soul-led business. Each week I'm dropping a hot take on leading industry topics, plus a roundup of my latest YouTube and podcast episodes. Sign up to be the first to know about my upcoming offers and bonuses too. You see, in my world, energy is the new currency to align with so you can double your income and cultivate conscious coins. Get the latest drop each week by subscribing to my newsletter so you can become a better human and in turn become a better CEO.
Which leads me to number four, build a business that you can rely on, not one that you want to actually burn down. I want you to focus on the inner growth and not the outer growth. You see, as a successful TV producer, I already did that. I already knew what it was to get all of these things outside of me. And I could tell you that no matter what you achieve, at the end of the day, when you're home and you're alone and you're sitting there with the thoughts that are running in between your two ears, you're the one that's gonna have to face you. You're the one that has to wake up with you. You're the one that has to sleep with you. You're the only one that has to deal with you. And so building a business that you actually don't want to burn down to the ground, that focuses on inner growth instead of outer growth, is by definition going to be a business that you can rely on. If right now I was going through something in my life and I felt like I couldn't be my authentic self, that would hinder my business. That would hinder the way I show up. But you see, I actually just shared this on stories today about getting this message from one of my guides about a year and a half ago, where I did start to feel a little pressure on my business. And I was asking, how can I alchemize this? How can I continue to keep showing up in my business without having to burn it down, without feeling like I need to take a break? And my guide said, treat your business like a movie meditation. Don't make a difference between when you're on and off. And I know that sounds so simple, but I understood that on a whole different other level because I was doing that. I was like, I'm on. And so I'm going to, you know, be on for 5 hours and then I'm going to shut off and then I'm going to be Melissa, the relaxed human. And it's like, no, you need to be the relaxed human all the time. You need to be the human that's in alignment all of the time. You need to literally not know the difference between when you're working and when you're having fun. Like all of it gets to be the same. And sometimes, because I've upgraded the standard of my life, I sit in first class and I write some channeled offers that come to me, or I write some captions and I'm like, this is what they mean. Like, am I having fun? Am I making money? I don't know, but I know it feels good. Don't build a business that you feel is built on escapism. So much of our life has been built that way, right? It's like, get the job, get the girl, get the guy, get the being, the person. All of these things have been this thing to escape from us. But what if you build a business that you actually really enjoyed? Not one that you were competing with whoever it is that you're following or whoever it is that you're comparing yourself with. This is about mastering your mindset. You know, when I do this with my students and they tell me that they're having a hard time in their business, I always ask them, who are you comparing yourself to? And they have a list. And I always tell them, unfollow them, mute them. You have to be able to master your mindset. Or if they're not comparing themselves, what actually happens is that they convince themselves that they want to build this business that has all of these offers, but when they're operating that business, they feel disconnected. And so it's this illusion that they want all of this strategy, they want all of these things, but that's not the type of business that actually feels good for them. And so I always come back to the drawing board. How do you want your business to feel? And imagine if you build your business from that lens. This is going to be a real spicy one, but it's all good because I'm just giving you my opinion on the things that I did to still be in my business every single day. I've never needed to take a break, humans. I love my business. It gives me life because it's not a business. This is what energizes me. I always tell people that when you're hooked into source, when you're in alignment, when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you should not be depleted. And if you're depleted, it's probably because something else is getting in the way. You see, number five is about everyone wants to be a teacher, but nobody wants to be the freaking student. You have to be able to do both. You have to be able to continue to learn in real time and also be the student of life. Be the student of your business. Be the student of your programs. Go back to your programs. Listen, I'm in Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, one of our 3-month programs, in the 12th round. If you would have asked me, I would have told you this program is perfect. And I'm running it now for the 12th time. And I'm listening to students and we're gathering feedback. I actually just went through all the feedback with our co-coach. Shout out to our new co-coach, Mandy. And there are things that we can do better. There are things that we can implement. There are things that we can optimize. That gets to be okay. You have to be able to take constructive criticism and understand that it's not even criticism. I actually had a student one time tell me, I'm afraid to send you something for you to review because I'm afraid what I'll get back. And in that moment, I kept having this bigger conversation of, what is it that you're afraid of? And they were afraid to be judged. They were afraid to be seen. Everybody wants to be the retreat leader. Everybody wants to have the pop-in brand. They want to have the followers. You want to have this global leadership brand, and yet you don't want to lead yourself. You have to be able to continuously be the student. You have to be able to continuously tune in to your students. This is about embodiment. I always hear people talking about imposter syndrome. And to be honest with you, I've said this before, I've never experienced imposter syndrome because I'm not posing to be anybody else than myself. I show up in my mask. I show up exactly how I am. It doesn't need to be perfect. Do I care a lot about branding and, you know, delivering excellent service? Yeah, but I'm also a human and I'm going to make mistakes. And that's fine. Don't ever feel like you have to be perfect in your business. Humans, this is just a message for all of us. We're going through such a collective shift right now. We're all feeling it. And at the end of the day, people who are actually embodying their work are going to continue to rise. They're going to continue to alchemize their energy, the fear that's coming up. They're going to continue to lead into the embodiment of being the student and teaching at the same time. They're going to alchemize this perfectionism. I need to show up as perfect. I need to get these people this result. What? No, thank you. And anybody that is trying to sell you that is literally trying to sell you. So many people are talking about feeling like the lazy millionaire strategy. What the hell does that mean? What you want is alignment. That's what you're after. Get out of this needing to get the easy way out. There is no easy way out. Your life is not easy. It gets to be easeful, but you got to do the work. Why do you want to take the shortcut? Life is best enjoyed when you have all of these memories and you can look at the past and say, whoa, that happened. I felt it. I moved through it and I became better. When I hear people's stories, the people who I'm most moved by, which are oftentimes my students too, are people who have these incredible stories that they tell me on what they've been able to move through and alchemize in their life. I am so honored to know so many of these people. When I think about embodiment, I think about Dr. Joe Dispenza and this one line that he said that was super profound when he said that the past without the charge of the emotion is just wisdom. And if there's anything that can sum up embodiment, it's that. Embodiment is you mastering your craft. It's when you stop pretending to be any further along than you currently are right now. All right, humans, in a nutshell, I have not had to take a break in 5 years in my business. This is why I wanted to record these five things so that you can see that you don't have to start and stop a business. I really feel that you should be growing your business every single year. These are the five things that I've been doing. And every single year, we've matched our income, if not have made more. All right, humans, go with peace, go with God. See you soon.